Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. My name is Jonathan. Thanks for joining me tonight for the mystery of God. Tonight, I invite you into a peaceful perusal of the great mystery that has been revealed to every believer. Do you know what that mystery is? Colossians 1:27 holds the key. To them, the saints, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is so remarkable. It's not our work for God. It's not our knowledge of the Bible. It's not anything that we do. It's simply this: the Spirit of God through Jesus our Lord indwelling us. Paul wrote his letter to the Colossians while he was in prison, reminding them that they have been set free from the law, that they should not let anyone tie them again to the rules and regulations of their outward religion. We all need to remember that lesson. Paul says, "Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." Don't let that word slip by you. Paul struggles with his energy, Jesus' energy, that Jesus powerfully works within him. What an amazing, awesome truth. There's nothing we can add or subtract from the truth of the gospel. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Before we enter into our deeper look at this mystery, prepare your mind and your body for sleep. Make sure your environment is quiet and peaceful. Adjust your covers until they feel just right. Now, take a nice, slow, deep breath. And another. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The day is done, and your body is ready for rest. Let any distracting thoughts pass through your mind as you focus only on the peace of God. Release the tension in your neck and your shoulders, where it tends to build up over the course of the day. Take another nice, deep breath. Slow and deep breathing helps to relax your body, slow your heart rate, and calm your mind. God gave us the gift of rest, knowing that we need it to heal and to grow. Our bodies work in miraculous ways to restore energy while we sleep. Remember that God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's always with you. He sets his watch over you. you can let go of your worries and your fears. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." You don't have to take care of it all, or control it all, or worry about it all. Jesus is over all and in all. In him, all things hold together. Rest peacefully tonight, knowing that God's got this. His plan is perfect. His love is faithful. His kindness is overwhelming. This mystery, Christ in you, is all you need for all that God has called you to be. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you for your loving kindness that endures forever. Watch over this precious child of yours tonight as they sleep. Remind them of your watchful, peaceful presence. May they know that they don't need to strive or worry or be in control. Your plan is perfect and all your ways are just. Take their heavy burdens from them so they can rest peacefully, comforted by your word, upheld by your hand. As they sleep, let them see you at work in their life. No matter what they've done, how many times they've wandered away, how often they've sought to do things their own way, remind them of how much you love them. Remind them that they're yours, bought with the precious blood of Jesus, safe and secure in your loving hand. Remind them that nothing will snatch them out of your hand. They're yours forever, no matter what. Thank you for revealing the mystery to us, the mystery that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. In your precious name, I pray. Amen. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I'm filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery, hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Paul wrote these words to the people in the church in Colossae, a city about 120 miles from Ephesus in what's now Turkey. Paul had never visited Colossae, as he says in chapter 2, verse 1, "For I want to know how great a struggle I have for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face." But he cared very deeply for the people, laboring for them in prayer. He wrote to them, wanting desperately that they remain free in Jesus. What a glorious mystery it is that Jesus lives through us and in us, working in his power so that we can just be in him. No striving, except to proclaim the gospel that was given to us. No working to try to earn God's favor. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. God so wants you to know that rules don't save you. He directed Paul to write, "If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you are still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch," referring to things that all perish as they're used, "according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they're of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Instead of rules and striving and the trappings of religion, God calls you to this. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." The vessel does not do the job of quenching the thirst of the bearer. The water that resides in it slakes their thirst. And so, all that you do is empowered by the Spirit that dwells in you. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." And as Paul closes his letter to the Romans, "Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. This great mystery, held only in heaven for so long, is finally revealed. Through all the words of the prophets, the history of Israel, Jesus is revealed in all the fullness of deity. Paul was so focused on this mystery that he wrote of it many times. To the Ephesians, he wrote, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of man in other generations, as it has been now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. Oh, what a glory that God would entrust to his people the mystery of the gospel, that he would use us to reconcile people to himself, that he would work in us and through us, not by our own strength, but by the power of his Holy Spirit, power that raised Jesus from the dead. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So cease striving, my friend. Rest in the knowledge that it is the power of God that works in you, and that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Imagine a small tree planted in the dirt outside your home. You take it by its tip and pull and pull, but not with all your striving and working can you make that tree grow even 1 inch. Instead, you water it, place it in a sunny spot, give the soil good nutrients, all that it needs to grow, and then God brings the growth. And so it is with you. Not by doing more can you make yourself grow, but by being in the right environment, fed by the Word of God, nourished in the light of Jesus, watered by the living water that quenches the thirst in your soul. And not by sheer willpower can a child cause themselves to grow even 1 inch taller, but only by resting and taking in good nourishment will they grow. Christ in you, the hope of glory. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The Apostle Paul addressed the issue of all growth coming from God when he wrote to the Corinthian church. They were taking sides, saying, "I follow Paul," or "I follow Apollos." But this is what Paul wrote to them: "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building." What a relief it is to know that we don't have to strive, we don't have to labor, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Christ working in us to do those good works. Christ working through us to bring about fruit. This mystery of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise be to God for His grace and His mercy toward us, that He would unravel this mystery to us. As you sleep tonight, your body will be rejuvenated. Your nerve cells will talk to each other and get organized, which helps with healthy brain function. Toxic waste is removed, cells are repaired, energy is restored, hormones and proteins are released. What a magnificent and mysterious way our body works. And you don't have to do anything but rest. As with your body, so with your soul. The fruit of the Spirit is produced by God when you abide in Him. Just as John 15 verses 4 and 5 say, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." What a relief that is. Be still. Rest. Wait upon the Lord. Let me read for you Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 10. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Christ in you, the hope of glory, working in you all good things. So cease striving, beloved. You have nothing to earn. Eternal life is yours by the grace of God, a free gift given to you through the death and resurrection of Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And as He works, your testimony to the world will shine forth. All the glory to God for how He works in you to shine His light in the darkness. In the next few minutes, I'm going to just read some scriptures to you about this mystery of Christ working in you and the glory you bring to Him when you let His work shine forth. Rest peacefully as you hear God's word. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. What a wondrous gift we've been given. The Spirit of God who works in us, who perfects our faith as we trust in him. Cease striving and know that he's God. It's not by might or by power, but by God's Spirit that all this will be done. Rest tonight, letting your body rejuvenate, your mind refresh, and your spirit rejoice in God your Savior. This great mystery has been made known to you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all the praise and glory. Remind your beloved child that you are the one who works all things in them. They don't have to earn your favor. They don't have to do all the things. As you work in their life, they'll want to do the things you ask them to do. But then you don't leave them alone to do them on their own. Your power works in them. To you be all the honor. As their body rests tonight, teach them to rest their spirit in you. In your name I pray. Amen. As a plant grows in the warmth of the sun, the nourishment of the rain and the nurture of the soil, may you grow in the loving care of your Heavenly Father as you let this mystery, the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory, work within you. When you feel yourself wanting to strive and struggle, remind yourself to rest in Jesus, to lean back on him, and just enjoy being in his presence. May he fill you with peace that's beyond your understanding, and may he guard your heart and your mind as you abide in him.